it all unraveled very quickly, and that was why there's so many people fled in a very short period of time. They've got about 70,000 people living in camps in and around Dili, and a further 30,000 who fled to the districts. There is a problem with food, and getting food to the camps is another challenge. And obviously, if the security situation deteriorates or it becomes more difficult to get trucks out to the camps, then that would be a major concern and, you know, could spark a humanitarian crisis. The return to law and order is desperately needed. That still is not the case in Dili. There are still armed gangs going around. It's not clear whether it's coordinated or uncoordinated. The troops, the foreign troops, are still trying to get a handle on the situation. The police in Dili are not functioning at present. They are staying at home or staying in their barracks. And the army are also contained in their barracks at the moment because it was considered that they were going to cause, you know, their presence on the streets would cause greater problems.